Good afternoon, everyone. It was interesting to watch those videos to get a visual perspective of the challenge facing nurses today, particularly when giving service in another language. Today's study is related to an applied research project regarding the training of nurses in the English language. Is this the... Sorry. Aha. Okay. Well, today we've heard a lot about language barriers and the possible negative consequences that they may entail. I won't go into that. What I'm interested in talking to you about today is language training. And specifically, we're looking at English language teaching materials for nurses. So far, we found that they tend to be general or not focused on authentic oral tasks that students would have to do, nurses would have to do on a daily basis. And so we felt that using previous research on which functions were important, particularly for nurses in Quebec, we wanted to create materials based on those linguistic functions. To provide an overview, so I'm just going to give you a couple highlights from each phase. If you'd like more information, our poster is way over there on the other side of where the desserts are, so you can head over there. Phase one is the development of the teaching modules, and here we looked at the particular functions presented in Isaacs et al. And used what I will describe to you in a moment, a particular methodology called ACCESS, based on previous research by my colleague. In phase two, which is happening right now in Chicoutimi, it's the course, nurses are using the materials led by an experienced teacher and learning more about the linguistic functions which have proved to be a challenge. And phase three is the proof of concept study. This is what has been approved for the next phase of our research, and I will very briefly speak about that as well. In terms of methodology, a methodology developed by Professor Gat-Bonton, it's called ACCESS, Acquisition in Communicative Context of Essential Speech Segments. And what's really important to note here is communicative context as well as essential speech segments. And sometimes those two aspects of language teaching are exclusive of each other. In this teaching methodology, they are very, very important to the overall feel and flow of the lesson. So I will describe that in a little bit. So the goal is to teach sentences that nurses need to produce with fluency and with confidence. Now, I mentioned earlier there are some functions that have been studied that have been shown to be difficult for nurses in Quebec, and some of them are certainly the charged ones that we saw earlier in the video, something like informing a patient of bad news, or perhaps more realistically, giving support to a patient that has just heard bad news, and of course reassuring that distraught patient. There are other run-of-the-mill things, for example, what we saw in the virtual language patient, taking information about a patient's health history, which is no less important and certainly requires precise language use. Now, in terms of the actual methodology, you notice the three important principles at the bottom of the screen, and they are that the materials have to be genuinely communicative, inherently repetitive, as well as be consist of formulaic language, language as we saw in the previous study of the development of a corpora, language that has been seen to be useful and prevalent in particular functions. So I'm going to briefly touch on all of those three aspects. Now, in terms of generally communicative, of course, we're looking for engaging, interesting tasks. Our students, I've been told, are busy people. They're actually studying for other courses or preparing for their exams. And so they need to feel that these activities are useful and interesting for them for their language development. Now, what I want to point out here is that all the target language is closely related to a specific communicative goal. As well, the activities are as realistic as possible. And so that means that students are placed in an authentic situation where they have to produce the language that is required for those particular speech functions. In terms of inherently repetitive, and this is what I mentioned earlier, where sometimes genuinely communicative language materials are not linked or not not aware or not as are not based on the notion of repetitiveness. Now, we heard from Victoria earlier about practice and how they're trying to build into their virtual learning patient a need for the interlocutor to repeat or to work on language. And certainly, I can't go through it now, but certainly practice does make perfect in the use of these types of formulaic utterances. So we're trying to have activities where students are required to use the utterances and as well have a real genuine communicative need to use the utterances often. Now, the last aspect of this methodology is formulaic language, and as I mentioned earlier, they are related to a communicative function so that they are related to a particular context. And in our goal is that these utterances improve both in terms of fluency and accuracy. Now, if you'd like to see these principles in more detail, please do look at the poster. There's a module available. There's a unit or one of the units that the students work with is there. So if you'd like to see the particular activities, you can take a copy and take a closer look. Now, the course is running now. We have 8 very motivated nurses. They're meeting a lot. It's 6 hours a week, and so they have a lot of time together. And it's what's interesting about this group is that they have little exposure to other to English outside the classroom. And certainly, there's been an interest from the nursing community in this area for better language skills, for more English, and that seems like a very urgent need at the moment. Now, for phase 3, this is the proof of concept study. I don't have time to run through the research questions here, but you can take a look at the poster. Certainly, our main focus in this study is twofold. First of all, we'd like to see if nurses themselves feel more confident with the language and feel a better control of the language, as well as we'd like to test their language improvement and see if there have been any measurable gains. We are interested as well in the materials themselves, in the methodology, in the access methodology, to see where we thought activities, we prepared activities that do necessitate the use of particular language, particularly the repetition, do these activities in fact show that to be the case? And so we're going to be looking at speech samples, questionnaires, and as well look at the fluency and comprehensibility of the nurse's language at the end of the course. Okay, and that's all I have for today. If there are questions later on, please feel free. Thank you.